St. Paul, when writing to the Corinthians in his first letter, makes an important statement. In chapter 2, he says this: I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, we just heard from Isaiah in the Old Testament a vivid description of the crucifixion. And so, when we match Isaiah's description of the crucifixion with what Paul says, one might wonder, did Paul really know what he was saying? Blood? Gore? Torment? Affliction? Crushed by God for the iniquities of man? Smitten? Stricken? Abandoned? Forsaken? Counted as a transgressor? Is this really all Paul decided to know? Answer is yes. We hear it from the apostle's own lips. Through the church year we go, living out ecclesiastical season after season, as we make our pilgrimage to Easter. Easter will come, but not before tonight. Not before this Good Friday. And as we approach this night, there is a sense of anxiousness as we prepare to contemplate and know the crucifixion of our beloved Lord and Savior. In some ways, it's like that dreadful scene in a movie. You've seen it before, and you know it's coming, but you just can't bear to watch. The crucifixion of Jesus is that biblical narrative that we want to shy away from, to close our eyes and think about something else, something pretty, something pleasant. And yet we hear that divine oracle from the lips of God's called apostle Paul: I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Fantastic it would be if only we could keep before our eyes and know Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and all that He accomplished for us unworthy sinners. Wonderful it would be to totally trust in God's word that says, in this life, nothing can compare to the riches and the mercy and the glory that belongs to sinners by faith. Sinners forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus. How great it would be if we could do what Paul says: decide to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Because you know, and I know, keeping Jesus Christ before our eyes and in our hearts only does not happen. Not here. Not now. Not in this life. Not in a sinful world filled with sinners. The cross reveals to us, Christian, why Jesus goes to Golgotha in the first place, and that is because of sin. And it is because of sin that knowing Jesus is not all we know. God and His Word is not the only object we keep before us. Instead, we know and love lots of things, sinful things, things we know about but shouldn't. We know about our idols and we know about our false gods, but that doesn't bother us quite like it should. Oh, we know about the anger that we harbor towards those people that just really get under our skin. But that really doesn't bother us quite like it should. We know the important things in our life, like money, health, wealth, and happiness. Never giving into an argument, because that's a sign of weakness. We know that it's more important to be right, even if it's not true. We know about holding grudges. We know about digging our heels in on a position despite the cost. We know about not forgiving others when we should. We know about our pride. And we know about despising God's word, because we all know our opinions, our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings. That's what matters. Listen to your gut. Listen to your heart to guide the way and put the Bible on a dusty bookshelf. We know about that. Mankind knows many sins over and and above our Lord and our God, Jesus Christ, crucified. You, Christian, know your sins. I know my sins. And get ready. God knows your sins. From Hebrews we hear, no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The crucifixion, as we know, contains agony, suffering, despair, sorrow. The crucifixion of Jesus includes the demonic ridicule of an unbelieving crowd mocking the Lord of glory in his last hour. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. He saved others, but he cannot save himself. All of this, physical torment, a crowd of mockery, that's bad enough. But when we look at the Lord of glory, breathing his last before giving up his spirit, what we see is the effect of sin. At the end of the day, the crucifixion of Jesus is so hard to stomach because when we look at the cross, friends, we see that this is our fault. Your fault, my fault, the world's fault. On the cross, we see Jesus paying for sin. And so we cannot look at the cross and see our Lord Jesus Christ paying for our guilt, our sin. We cannot look at that and presume our innocence as if we had nothing to do with that grisly, gory, gut-wrenching affair. We have everything to do with it. Isaiah could not be any more clear when he says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Jesus was willing to take these sins. Friends, he was willing to take and pay for your iniquities. Like a lamb being led to the slaughter, Jesus goes to Golgotha to die. He doesn't defend himself before the high priest and Pilate. He doesn't try talking his way out of execution. He peacefully goes to his death, bearing the crushing wrath of God for our iniquities. The cross holds our Lord and our God, our King who in his body bears the sins of the world, and he does that for you. He does it for you. Final point. I also want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, redeemed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that on the cross we find not only our Savior paying for our transgressions, but in addition to that, we see on the cross our sickness, our grief, our depression, our physical ailments, our despair brought to an end. Cancer ends at the cross. Decrepit bodies that don't work so well end the cross. Blindness, deafness, leprosy, starvation, famine, yes, even death itself, all those tyrannical symptoms of sin that you know all too well about, they end here at the cross. His blood has paid for all of it. His blood has paid for all of our sins, yours and mine. It is finished. Salvation is finished.